House Democrat leadership, return to session immediately and end Iran war before World War III. By Hannah Knudsen on April 7, 2026. House Democrat leadership released a statement on Tuesday calling for lawmakers to come back into session immediately and vote to end the war in Iran following President Donald Trump's sharp warning to the Islamic country. Democrat House leaders referred to Trump as unhinged following the commander-in-chief's warning to Iran that its whole civilization will die tonight unless something revolutionarily wonderful occurs. His statement threatening to eradicate an entire civilization shocks the conscience and requires a decisive congressional response. House Democrat leaders said, calling for the House to come back into session immediately and vote to end this reckless war of choice in the Middle East before Donald Trump plunges our country into World War III. House Democrat leaders also accused Republicans of enabling what they described as Trump's dangerous and extreme behavior. Enough is enough. Our brave men and women in uniform have been put into harm's way in the Middle East. They wrote, adding, over a dozen have already been killed and hundreds injured. House Democrats ended the statement by calling on House Republicans to put patriotic duty over party loyalty and join Democrats in stopping this madness. Their desperate plea follows Trump's warning on Tuesday. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen, WHO knows. We will find out tonight, one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. The warning has prompted several political personalities and lawmakers to call for invoking the 25th Amendment. Representative Yasemin Ansari, Diaz, the House Democrats' freshman class president, urged Trump's cabinet to use it. The 25th Amendment exists for a reason, his cabinet should use it. The fate of U.S. troops, the Iranian people, and the very foundation of our global system are at stake, Ansari, a first-generation Iranian-American, said. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, referred to Trump as an extremely sick person, adding, each Republican who refuses to join us in voting against this wanton war of choice owns every consequence of whatever the hell this is. A recent survey from The Economist/YouGov shows that a majority across the board, 53%, oppose the war in Iran.